Welcome to another Marvel podcast. My name is Drew Gretsch.
And I'm Yvonne Sila.
Yvonne, what do we have to talk about today? I feel like there's something we should talk about.
It's a little thing. It's a little low profile. Just
the yeah, Spider-Man, so we, no trailer. Yeah, it's not. Yeah, we just got like a tiny little, you know, 3 minute long trailer for No Way Home. I'm going to say it's the top. I've not been feeling that great this weekend, so I was not able to do the Amazing Spider-Man review. I have got the notes for it. It's all set. I just got to record it. I'm probably going to do that tonight or tomorrow. And then also we got to do the Marvel Studios Disney Plus Day breakdown, because there's not that much. We probably just going to do that. Man, it's going to be its own episode. And also starting tomorrow is going to be Hitmonkey. So I'm just going to get all this out here at the front of the podcast. I'm thinking with Hitmonkey, we're going to do the pilot in one episode. We're going to talk about the pilot episode. That'll drop tomorrow morning. And then after that, I don't think we're going to do a episode by episode. I think we're just going to talk about the full season as a whole once I've seen the whole thing. So, yeah. That's probably what we're going to do. I don't have the time to do 10 podcasts about it. So, all right, Yvonne, let's get into this trailer. We are going to play the trailer here first, and then we'll go through it frame by frame as we always do. So here we go. Here's the official trailer for No Way Home.
Ever since I got bit by that spider, I've only had 1 week where my life has felt normal. That was when you found out.
When you botched that spell where you wanted everyone to forget the Peter Parker Spider-Man, we started getting some visitors. From every universe. Dr. Otto Octavius.
Wait, no, seriously, what's your actual name?
There are others out there. We need to send them back. So, Scooby-Doo this crap.
You know, all this is kind of your mess. I know a couple of magic words myself, starting with the word please.
Please, Scooby-Doo this crap. Flying out into the darkness to fight ghosts.
What do you mean?
They all die fighting Spider-Man. It's their fate. I'm sorry, kid.
Yeah, me too.
Don't.
Look, there has to be another way.
There isn't. They're a danger to our universe.
You're not gonna take this away from me.
You're struggling to have everything you want while the world tries to make you choose.
This is all my fault. I can't save everyone.
They're starting to come through, and I can't stop them.
December 17th, exclusively at movie theaters. Tickets on sale November 29th, Spider Monday.
Yvonne?
Yeah?
Are you okay?
Currently, no.
No, I'm not okay. Actually, before we start, I do have some audio from the fan event. This is coming to us from comicbook.com's Phase Zero MCU podcast. So just here you go, guys. Take a listen. Yvonne, I'm not sure if you'll be able to hear this, but it's on the podcast. So, I'm trying to see who, I'm looking right now, just looking at the internet, trying to see what big, like, if they announced anything. Like, did they announce anything? Well, let's actually say the big thing. Toby and Andrew are not in this trailer.
Hmm. But everyone else is.
Yeah. We saw Hobgoblin. Well, actually, so here's something I'm seeing right now. We are going to skip to the point where... I'm going to just turn off the sound here. We are going to skip to the point where... the three villain, where these three guys are jumping. Yvonne, can you see this?
I can.
Look at the lizard. He's not looking at Tom Holland.
Yeah.
He's not looking at Tom Holland. We can...
that might be something else.
I mean, look, we know about the pictures from last week. I believe that those pictures are real. We can see that setting in this trailer. You know, the leaked stuff from a while ago of Andrew Garfield on the set, who's holding a bar like the stuff we're seeing here. It's... this set is, and especially with Toby and Andrew being indirectly mentioned in the trailer, when Strange says they all died fighting Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
How would Strange know that?
How would Strange know that?
I think they might have two scenes. I think there might be a scene during the bridge fight, maybe, where Strange goes off into these universes and finds Spider-Man. Maybe. But when he says they're coming through, do you think that he's talking about Electro and Sandman and Lizard and Hobgoblin? Because Hobgoblin's in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if we can pull up this image right here of... let's see if we can just find this image of Hobgoblin. Here he is.
It's very blurry.
It's very blurry. Let's see if we can...
No, it's not the same.
That's not Willem Dafoe. Is that the guy from Amazing Spider-Man 2?
I don't remember. I haven't seen the movies in a while.
I'm just looking at the Reddit thread right now for this trailer. So Cities Knights says, thought I... hang on. No, that wasn't him. So, yeah, so... Lazarus MP4 says there are others out there. We need to send them back. So that's spliced audio. I believe in this person's words, Lazarus MP4. I believe Strange is referring to Maguire and Garfield with the phrase, there are others out there, but the rest is obviously him talking about the villains. I think that makes a lot of sense. Like, if we go back and listen to this audio, let's just pull this up again. I'm not sure exactly where it is in the trailer.
When you botched that spell where you wanted everyone to forget the Peter Parker Spider-Man, we started getting some visitors. From every universe. Hello, Peter. You're not Peter Parker.
I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Dr. Otto Octavius.
Wait, no, seriously, what's your actual name?
There are others out there. We need to send them back.
Yep. You can hear it right there. That audio is clearly spliced. Yvonne, you know what this looks like? I'm not saying anything, but this image right here, I'm paused at 113. That looks an awful lot like Westview. I'm not saying that. I'm just kidding. It's just trees. It's just trees.
It's trees and power lines.
Yep. Oh, but look, dude. Oh, look at the Statue of Liberty.
That's the Statue of Liberty?
I'm paused at 1 minute 11 seconds in. What's this design up here?
It looks like Cap Shield.
It's Cap Shield. They're rebuilding the Statue of Liberty. No. So if we actually just look a little bit closer in at this image down here, and we can see this poster of what they're building, that's the Statue of Liberty holding up the shield of Captain America. I love that. I love that so much.
Yeah, because Cap's shield is now seen as, like, the symbol of freedom.
Well, we'll see. We'll see, because it's about... This movie's December 2024. Yes, so this is about 8 months after The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. It's about somewhere between 6 to 8 months, because this movie's about 6 months after Far From Home. It's when this takes place. Because this movie is set in December. This is a Christmas movie. But let's just start up here with our frame by frame breakdown. Marvel Studios.
When you botched that spell where you wanted everyone to forget the Peter Parker Spider-Man.
So you just get to see some more right here of Peter and Strange messing with the spell. I've been saying for about 2-3 months now, I think like two and a half months, that I don't think that this has... Look, there are many reasons about why this spell could have been messed up. Number one was the distraction. We see the first time that we meet Doctor Strange in the MCU, he tells the other doctor to cover his watch. Because it's distracting him.
Yeah.
But my theory has always been... the trailer makes it very clear that the circle closes around Peter just as he's walking in. Maybe when it closes around Peter, it's like anything mentioned inside the circle is what's erased. Mm-hmm. I think we can see that that's not true now that MJ and Ned still are like talking to Peter and they still know him.
Yeah.
In a scene that's clearly after this one takes place. Mm-hmm. Because it's in reference with Doc Ock, so there's no real way that scene is before this one.
Yeah.
So it was just Peter being loud. Here's Strange being constipated. All right. get some visitors. There it is. There's the pumpkin bomb. It's awesome. Here's the bridge.
From every universe.
So here we go. Here's our first good look in the trailer of Goblin. Green Goblin. Willem Dafoe. Or is it Willem Dafoe? Because we saw Goblin in that poster that dropped last weekend. Right?
Mm-hmm.
We saw Goblin in that poster. But we didn't see if it was Willem Dafoe or not. They never said it was Willem Dafoe.
It was just him with the mask that looked pretty similar.
Could it possibly be... Who's that actor from TASM 2? Second Amazing Spider-Man movie. Who played Hobgoblin. I believe it was Hobgoblin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dane DeHaan. You know, we'll see. I'm gonna see if was that Hobgoblin. The Amazing Spider-Man 2 is the only one that I still have to rewatch for the podcast. So let's just see. I'm just gonna go Hobgoblin. Hobgoblin, No Way Home. Oh my God, Hobgoblin is Ned Leeds.
Really?
Ned becomes Hobgoblin. That's how cool would it be though if it's like that's a variant of Ned? How funny would that be?
Honestly, that would be pretty cool.
I think that would be awesome. I think that would be
funny. I have a prediction.
All right, shoot.
So Flash in the comics, can I say it?
Go ahead. Say your theory.
Flash in the comics is a host for Venom at one point. What if Venom has to go off of Eddie Brock, go on to Flash, and then switch back?
Full spoilers for Venom 2, because I know that movie's not even out on digital yet. So I'm, but if you guys are listening to this podcast, you know what happens in Venom 2. Like, you've seen the credit scene, you know what happens. So, yeah, but full spoilers here and out for Venom, let there be carnage. I'm going to say no on that. Purely because I don't think there's enough time in this movie to do it.
Okay.
And especially because I don't think there's any way that they're not going to do... Like, that they're not going to have Tom Hardy be in Venom 3. If I'm being completely honest, I don't think that Venom is in this movie very much. Because he wasn't even in this trailer.
Yeah, true.
He's definitely in this movie, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how... If... he might only be in this movie in the end credits, but Venom is going to be in this movie. I do not have insider information on that. I'm just telling you. There is no way that Venom is not in this movie.
Yeah.
And because I think it is so small of a... And because Strange Mentions, they all have one thing in common. They've all been killed by Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
The Tom Hardy Venom... has never even met Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I mean, except to say, that guy, and then lick the screen at the end of Venom 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know if this movie's going to be a reference in Venom 3.
Yeah, true.
Like is does this movie end with everyone being sent home... having no recollection of what happened. You know?
I mean, maybe, but...
And it's really just a matter of how much are they tying in the previous films with the MCU. You know? It's clearly a lot. It's clearly a lot. Like, all these villains are coming back from the five non-Tom Hall movies. All five villains are coming back. We got... Green Goblin from the first one. I mean, we're assuming this is Willem Dafoe.
Yeah.
We have Green Goblin from the first one. We have Doc Ock from the second one. We have Sandman from 3. We have the Lizard from the Amazing Spider-Man. Then we have Electro from TASM 2. And when I say TASM, that's the Amazing Spider-Man because it's way too hard to say. It's way too long to say. It's just TASM and TASM 2. And it's fun. It's just fun to say TASM. Oh my god, we are already 20 minutes into this podcast.
Universe.
So here we go. Here's our first really good look at this black suit. It looks awesome, dude.
It's giving me Killmonger's Black Panther suit. Just the color scheme.
I'm going to throw this idea out there. I know there's like I'm going to say 0.4% chance. Not 4%, 0.4% chance of this being true. Mm-hmm. Is this Miles Morales? No. There's no way this is Miles. I just want to float that out there. There's no way this is Miles.
He's getting his own sequel later.
Yeah. Next year. In less than a year, in 11 months, we will have seen Spider-Man Across Spider-Verse.
Exactly. So it wouldn't really make sense to put him in this movie?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, just... Alright, here we got more stuff on the bridge. Hello, Peter. Let's see this Nissan. Let's see how many Nissans are in this one shot. There's...
No, wait. He's gonna throw a Nissan.
Let's see, Where is...
It's a little later.
You're not Peter Parker. Oh, there it is. He throws the Nissan. Wait. Trailer. Look up. So ASM, that's clearly Amazing Spider-Man. Look up, Yvonne, you are the producer right now. Look up Spider-Man 8183. Let's see what...
8183, Spider-Man...
Amazing Spider-Man 8183. Let's see what pops up.
I'm going to go to images and see which one... one of the images is a poster for Spider-Man 2 on DVD.
Weird. Alright, I'm going to look it up. Let's see, just because like, it might be like Amazing Spider-Man. Hang on. Amazing Spider-Man 81. 83. Let's see what pops up. If it was like... Oh, it looks like that's the first... So, Amazing Spider-Man number 82 is the first time Electro showed up.
Ooh.
Nothing really in Amazing Spider-Man number 81. Looking at 83. Yeah, same. It's just like, you know, they did this with Far From Home. With, they put, like, the license plate for, like, one of the boats in Venice.
Yeah.
Was, the first time, like, Hydro Man showed up. With the Elementals.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Yeah, here's a Nissan. Oh, no, and if you look right here, there's a Hyundai.
It's just product placement. Like, the Nissan logo is literally going at you.
It is. If we actually... I thought that was a suit or something. It's just, oh, my God. Look at this great shot right here. I'm just flipping over a car. I love it. Love Spider-Man.
Name again?
Dr. Otto Octavius.
Love this scene.
Wait, no, seriously. What's your actual name?
What do you think of his,
Stark and... clamps?
No, of his, Stark Tech arms.
I mean, They're what looking do you think? Pretty nice.
Yeah, it's just, you know, he's enhanced his technology with Iron Man's tech now, and it's just like, now it seems as though the main villain, because it looks like Doc Ock is the main villain in this movie.
Or at least like one of the major ones compared to the others.
Well, we've seen the most from Doc Ock. Mm-hmm. We've seen the most from Doc Ock. So, now when we look back at this trilogy, this home trilogy, all three villains have been created by Iron Man.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I don't know. It's because he's not created by Iron Man the same way that, like, Vulture and Mysterio were.
Yeah, but I feel like Vulture was indirectly created.
No. Because,
like, the government seized his work, not Iron Man.
But they did that on the... But they did that because Tony Stark was getting paid to clean up the Battle of New York.
Yeah, you're
the
right.
The Department of Damage Control was working as partners of the Avengers, and more specifically of Tony Stark. So yeah. We'll see what they do with it. Let's see if it becomes a major plot point. I don't think it will. I think it might just be a little fun thing. Like, here, it's mashing these two worlds together.
Wait, no, seriously, what's your actual name?
That
scene reminded me of the scene in Game. Yeah. Or no, Infinity War.
Yeah. But, dude, the yellow lightning. Electro is here.
It looks so cool.
Looks so great. We're to talk about this shot. I'm swinging through the forest. Here's his awesome... awesome shot of Electro in the back. And then there's Peter. Dude, okay, it looks so good. It looks so, so cool.
But do you see Ned and MJ in the middle of his suit? There's people.
I do see the people. I'm seeing Peter. I'm seeing Peter on the right, and it looks like it's Ned on the left. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, guys. We are paused right now at 1:16 in. So if you guys see this, you can let us, just tell us, who is this other person in this image here next to Peter, because I don't know who it is. Like, we know that, like, because there's an image on Peter's black suit here. There's two people. There's Peter, it looks, and there's someone else. Just, who is this other person? I'm pretty sure it's Ned. It looks more like Ned than MJ. But we'll find out on December 16th, dude.
Mm-hmm. Scooby-Doo this crap.
You know, all this is kind of your mess. I know a couple of magic words myself, starting with the word please.
Please, Scooby-Doo this crap.
I love that so much. Mm-hmm. MJ just has not changed throughout all three of these movies.
I don't feel... well, she at least opened up a bit, but...
a little bit, but she's still... she's still very much the same MJ that we met in Homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's just not changed all that much between Homecoming and Far From Home. Except, you know, we know that she likes Peter. So, yeah. This Christmas. Daily Bugle, let's see him. Where is he? There's Electro. Let's see the man, the myth, the legend. J.K. Simmons. There he is.
Mm-hmm.
He's a mess.
He's a menace.
Menace. J. Jonah Jameson, dude.
Mm-hmm. And he's watching Electrode create a lightning storm.
No. Look at this right here. This is the purple light that I think we're seeing at the end of the trailer.
Oh.
You can see that on his face, right?
Yeah, I can see it.
Oh my god. Here we're seeing, like, there's clearly Electrode, like, right here you can see. This is a human-like shape right here.
Mm-hmm.
You can see that clear right there. Do you think this cloud of dust up here is Sandman?
Maybe.
No, I don't think that Sandman and Lizard are coming until the very end of the movie. Because, like, we're seeing some other things with Electro and with Goblin and with Doc Ox. So, like, I think Doc Ox have the most screen time, and then we're going to get a little bit of Green Goblin and then a little bit of Electro before the final battle. Must keep going. Oh, never mind. Yeah, we can totally see right here. That the sand is swirling up. That is definitely Sandman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which means when Strange says they're coming, who is he talking about?
He's talking about everyone.
No, because if they're already in this world, they wouldn't need to do all this, like, mystical teleportation stuff to get to the Statue of Liberty.
That's true.
He's talking about some other big multiversal threat.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about Rhino. Rhino, who had two scenes in TASM 2. No, I think that scene he's talking about Toby Andrew. Oh, you can see right here. See right here. He's about to fly away. Look at that. That looks awesome.
To fight ghosts.
What do you mean?
What was that line? Let's hear it. Let's go back in here.
He's Scooby-Doo with his crap.
You're flying out into the darkness to fight ghosts.
What do you mean?
They all die. Fighting Spider-Man. It's their fate.
Oh my god. This shot right here. You're fighting ghosts. Oh, I love that line, dude.
Mm-hmm.
It's such an amazing line. And, like, they all die fighting Spider-Man, it's their fate. Oh, it's so great. Whoa, was that a... Was there a person we can see, like, coming out of that explosion? No, it's not.
It's just green.
You got some green fire.
Not easy being green.
Do you think it's Goblin?
Maybe.
I'm sorry, kid.
Yeah, me too.
Don't.
That's cool.
Oh, that man. Is pretty cool.
This shot again, that's awesome. Has to be the way there isn't. We don't know the plot of this. We know the plot, but, like, they all die fighting Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So does Spidey just not want to fight these guys? Like, I'm confused as to his motivations here. Like, we're going to find out. It's going to be very clear to us, but, like, it just doesn't really make sense right now.
Spider-Man doesn't want to be seen as a killer. That's the whole thing and why he was put on trial.
That's right. I'm a little out of it right now. Here is Marissa Tomei running her one action scene in all the MCU.
Danger to our universe.
Oh, that's how he gets it.
That doesn't get it. It just appears.
No. So look, he take some of the nanobots, or the arms take some of the nanobots from this suit, and that's why he has the new suit in this movie.
Oh, okay, so this is probably at the beginning of the movie.
I don't think it's the beginning. I think it's more like 45, 50 minutes in. I don't think it's at the beginning of the movie. Because we still have all
like after the court stuff.
We have all the court stuff he sells to open the multiverse. But, I mean, look, like, I really like this. Doc Ock gets stronger, and it's Peter's fault. It's Peter's fault. It's not Tony's fault. It's Peter's fault. I really like how they're going to do this. I really like this. I think that's great. Oh, let's see this. Let's see this. Oh, there he is. There is Electro.
There's the man with his head crest.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm so excited, dude. I'm so excited to see Electro come back. Jamie Foxx returning. I think Jamie Foxx is a really good actor. I think he's a really fun actor. So, yeah.
Peter, you're struggling to have everything you want.
That was Willem Dafoe's voice. This is Willem Dafoe's suit.
Mm-hmm.
Peter, you're struggling. Like, that is Willem Dafoe's voice.
Yeah.
He's in the movie. And then here's this one. Here's this guy. Here's Hobgoblin.
While the world tries to make you choose.
There's the lizard. There's the lizard.
Wait, do you think it would be his teacher?
His teacher? Not here. Wait, you mean Tom Holland's teacher?
Yeah, I know a close personal friend of Spider. I don't fully remember the name of the lizard in the comics.
Dr. Connors. Dr. Connors. No. This is the guy from the first Amazing Spider-Man movie with Andrew Garfield. This is not a Dr. Connors from the MCU.
Gotcha.
Because this whole movie, and you know, now that I'm seeing this trailer, I'm okay if Toby and Andrew are not in this movie.
Like, everybody else is there.
This is a movie. This is a movie that is really going to show what it truly means to be the Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. It's truly going to show us and tell us what it means to be the Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So, I can't wait.
This is all my fault. I can't save everyone.
Here he is. He's talking to Aunt May. Telling her what he has to do. Oh, man. This movie's going to destroy all of us. It's going to destroy all of us. No questions asked. And look. He's not looking at Holland, though. Goblins, or not Goblin, Lizard is not looking at Tom Holland. Mm-hmm. He's not even jumping in his general direction.
No, he's jumping in a different... Somewhere else, he has something else in mind.
I think that's really funny. You know, he's jumping toward another Spider-Man. Like, seriously, they just edited one of them out of the trailer. Or they edited them both of them out of the shot. Like, I think they just show up for the final fight.
Yeah.
They just show up for the final fight. There's the shield. Oh, and now it's up to Ned. Ned is about to die. Peter has to make a choice between Ned and MJ.
Oh.
Because you can see right here. You can see right here. That Ned is also falling. Mm-hmm. Peter has to make a choice.
Oh no.
You know? It's always like, save your girlfriend or save the city. Like, no. This is save your girlfriend or save your best friend. And Peter's gonna be a simp. No, I'm kidding. But, dude, that is so interesting. That's such an interesting thing they could do with the character.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you think this is Tom Holland's hand?
It looks like it. Well, it looks more like a fabric.
I think it's
a spider suit.
I think it better be. If they have Toby come in and save MJ,
then it's just cheesing it, really.
Like, I'm glad that it seems like Strange. Like, Strange is obviously going to be a big part of this movie, but he's not going to be the main character.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're finally going to get to see what Peter has to do on his own when he faces the threat of his predecessors.
Yeah.
You know, I think I really love that. I really love that. Spider-Man No Way Home.
What's happening?
They're starting to come through, but I can't stop them.
They're starting to come through. Do you think that is... You know who had all the purple energy?
Agatha.
If Vaughn and I had
a
crackpot theory yesterday. Well, this isn't a crackpot theory because other people have had this theory also. But what if Agatha's Strange? Like, after Wanda went off to Westview, or went off after Westview to go and find her kids and stuff. What if Agatha broke free? And now she's impersonating Strange.
I mean, she's a very powerful witch. It could be possible.
And we can see in here the literal fabric of reality being torn apart. You know, we can see that right up here.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
December 17th, exclusively at movie theaters. Tickets on sale November 29th. Spider Monday.
I might stay up to buy tickets.
I mean, yeah, they're going to sell out fast.
I know exactly the number of tickets I need to buy. And I know exactly what theater we're going to be in. Yvonne, for Thursday night. So we're doing it immediately. We're doing it immediately. Dude, I'm so ready.
I mean, who isn't? This movie's gonna be great.
Yeah, I hope so.
If not, it's just gonna be a huge amount of fan service, and I'm here for it.
Yeah. We shall see. We shall see.
Hope to the future.
Do you have anything else?
Really?
To say?
No, I'm pretty good. Aside from the Nissan ad.
Nissan ad.
I think we covered everything.
Yeah, we'll be back in the next couple days or so. We got a lot of podcasts to do. We got, both Tessa Moves After You podcast 4. We got the Marvel stuff from Disney Plus Day. Tessa 2. This weekend, and Hitmonkey tomorrow on Hulu. So, and then Hawkeye next week. Next week.
Time sure does pass fast.
Yeah, that it does, Yvonne. That it does. But that's going to be it, guys. So thank you so much for listening. My name is Drew Gretsch.
And I'm Yvonne Seetha.
Make sure to follow us on Twitter at AnotherMarvelP1. If you're a Star Wars fan, make sure to check out Tusken Radio. New episodes every Friday. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'm Drew Gretsch.
We already did
that. Be careful what you wish for, Parker.